Felix Jones is the he gonna bring the Claiborne out.
Yeah, that's what pissed him off. He's been 40 in at Claiborne.
With them hard Levi's on.
With them hard Levi's
on.
Shout out to
Levi,
man. Yeah, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Shout out to that boy.
Shout out to him, man. Cowboys
drawing a cut. In the building. Cowboys, you know, we cut the Amber Alert out for the OG, Cowboys, man. He might hop cut. In. He might still be out there handling this business.
That's a golden
you got
alert.
The four of us, man. You got Young T. You got Steve O. You got Crew. Slick. Yeah, and I'm Dre, man. We're going to get into the schedule a little bit, man. I think it's a little bit too early, so we're going to give out way too early predictions today. You know, on the schedule, just go through and see what it looked like. And, yeah, the schedule release. Tap in with us, Crew. So the schedule popped off last night, man. I was in them queues, man, on SeatGeek, man, trying to see what these tickets is looking like, man. These tickets is crazy. I'm like, dude, it's so early. We should be getting them on retail, man. They already after market sales.
It's bots, bro.
I ain't never seen tickets this high for them for the quality of seats they got. Where the nosebleeds is that high and that's crazy.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah, I know the season ticket holders are talking about them raising the prices. And I was like, oh shit.
I was looking at the Carolina game. My son's a Panthers fan, so I'm looking. I'm going to take him to the Carolina game because we'd have missed the last two. Got to looking at them tickets. I closed the screen down.
Yeah,
we can watch it on TV. We can go to B-Dub or something.
I just keep watching it, man. It's going to come down, man.
Yeah, it might come down.
Everybody hyped up the NFL season. Yeah. Look, NFL done popped off.
Cowboy tickets never go down.
Now they only
even
go
in
up.
Carolina.
Last year they did. The home tickets went down.
Yeah, yeah, true.
Yeah,
but if we have a season like that again, I ain't gonna won't go.
Yeah, that's true.
I will pay the tab.
Yeah,
expensive nowadays, though. You know what I mean? You kind of got.
I seen some 200 levels. I almost pulled the trigger on, man. But I'm gonna kind of wait, man.
In Dallas, I didn't look at the home games. I was looking at Vegas, and I looked at the Panthers.
Yeah, I looked at Vegas. Vegas is crazy.
That was crazy.
Vegas gonna be crazy.
I can tell you this much. I can tell you this much. It'll be worth it after going in there. I did the tour of that stadium against a knockoff of ours, but it's a knockoff with better amenities, you know, but it's smaller than ours. So yeah. I think they hold about 70,000, but it's just like ours, bro, but with so much better amenities, though. It's a party.
Plus, it's in Vegas. Shit.
Yeah, it's
plus
a party,
it's
bro.
In
like,
Vegas.
But they're catering to the people with the money. That's what they're doing. They're catering to a lot of big spenders, man. Like Floyd got his own box down there. He got his own set seats that can't nobody touch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like his own little box. They got a club down there that opens up 4 hours before the game and stays open 4 hours after the game, no matter what time it is. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Right. Yeah, nah, it's stupid, dog. You know, you can get in there and go party down there and don't even get no seats. You just got paid to get in the club.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's stupid, man. It's stupid. It's worth it. I'd say it'd be worth it.
Yeah, man. But shit, what's this? Is it fake news, man? The Steve-O, man. Cause you know, I just seen the headline, man. I ain't bite into it. They talking about beef between Pickens and CD already. What's that all that about?
Nah, I don't think there ain't no beef. They said they was good. They happy. He's happy with it. When somebody they picking on him.
Yeah, I just seen a lot. It might be a little punk ass blog trying to get some clicks or something, man.
You know, Them Steeler fans, they butt hurt, man. They wishing Pickens get hurt and all kind of shit.
They are, man. I ain't never heard some of them fans, you know, immediately. The first thing they say, well, we glad he's gone. That's y'all's headache. We glad. You know, he's weak anyway. When I heard him say he's weak, I said, oh, y'all bucking.
They turns ACL and break his foot and all kind of goofy shit. I'm like, ah, man, y'all hurt. Be mad at the Rooney, man. Rooney and them did it.
They traded him. Yeah, it wasn't like he left. He got traded.
He didn't ask for that.
Get him a quarterback. Should have got him a quarterback.
You know, that was Tomlin pulled that trigger.
Yeah, he started dealing with it. But as I say, like when you look at it though, like historically, when AB's the only one to really have a career outside of them, because Claypool was a bum when he left. Deontay Johnson didn't perform. You know what I mean? Like, they don't do well with wide receivers. Yeah. I mean, Juju ain't did great, but, you know, he had to give him Mahomes to actually excel.
He produced, though.
Yeah, he produced. AB, yeah,
AB went to decent. Tom Brady, produced.
Yeah. But AB, like, regardless of his foolishness, AB was probably one of the most talented receivers that we've seen in a while, bro. Like, you know, top to bottom. Dude was really talented.
Yeah, he was low.
That's what I'm saying.
Was cold, man. Dude
that's
was cold.
What I'm saying about Pickens.
Yeah. He was tough, man, but he wasn't Pickens. Right. He wasn't right after that Burfict hit. Once Burfict knocked his head off, it was done.
Yeah.
Once Burfict did that, he wasn't no good after that, dog.
Yeah, man. A little champagne, man, for this schedule we ready to jump into.
Champagne night.
Hey man, I want to preface this, man. You know, so I've been doing some thinking, right?
Yeah,
you know, man.
Talk to us, man. You're in the same place. It's just us.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that, man. I'm amongst my brothers, man. So yeah. I was thinking, man. It's like I want to apologize for my outburst.
You always trying to apologize.
Yeah, man. That's what me and dude. That's what me and dude, dog. That's what me and
dude. He went home and got in trouble.
Hey, dog. He's trying to show his strength right now, man.
Hey, man. Look, dog. I'm just letting you know.
Like,
you
know what I mean?
Look, man.
The strongest always apologize.
Yeah, dog. Because I'll be going through it, dog. But, you know, when I look at it, the things that I said about George Pickens, you know, I was just, and you know what it is, dog. Like it's fair, dog, because I want to put my cowboy hat back on, but I'm gonna use the words. I had to find the words to describe what I am going forward is cautiously
optimistic.
Yeah. That's what I have to be, dog, because I can't go against what I really feel. And what my heart and my brain tell me two different things.
But low key, you said something before you started, you know, falling off a little bit about Pickens. So at first, you was like, man, it could be dangerous.
It is dangerous. I almost said it could be.
I'm saying if you go back and listen to what you were saying at first,
mm-hmm.
you were saying some real shit, boy.
Yeah, it can be. It can be. Dog. I think it's gonna be ridiculous if it works out. But it's just I'm so used to getting dropped on my head that I'm trying to put that helmet on early. You know what I mean? Like, because I know if I get down, you can't drop me if I'm already laying down. You know what I mean? And that's why I'm tired of that, though. So I'm at the point now where it's like I can't. Now we're talking about schedules. And I'm looking at this. I'm like, man, nah, hell no. What was I talking about, though? Like, 17-0. We've been 17-0. We back, though. We back. Nah, I can't let this go, though. I can't be back, though. 17-0, though. Like, put it out there, though. Like,
what's going on, man?
Who am I out there crying on camera, man? Nah, hell no.
Hey, and when I threw the it's a couple things out there. I put the who you got, the week one, Philly and Dallas. I put that out there, and then I put our little thing, what we did after the pod Monday or whatever. Mm-hmm. Man, the support from Cowboy fans, dog, like it's like we feel like we back for real, though. I know we're delusional at times, but this seemed like, nah, DC4L, let's go, y'all. Let's, like, for real, man. It's something in the water, man. I think we got to still show it on the field, but The fans is on board, man.
I think and the fans always on board.
Yeah, every
year. You know how we fell off a little bit last year, man.
But beginning of the season, we was in. Nothing else to do, but we've been 12-5 3 years. We got to make it to the Eastern Conference Finals. We was in. Mm-hmm.
I thought we beat Cleveland and the Steelers.
We wouldn't believe us in, but you know, it's like as Cowboy fans, it's really hard not to be, dog. Like, we got to be really bad for us to come in at the beginning of the season and not have no faith, you know, and not be amped up.
That's where I'm at now. I ain't got no faith. I ain't got it.
But you still amped up, and you still a Cowboy fan, and you still, before week one, it's still gonna be the same shit that it was last year, and the year before that, and the year before that, and the year before that. You ain't gonna come in with that.
If we only win two games this year, I'm gonna come out next year the same way. Say the same. We weak, but you know it is what it is.
They gonna hate regardless.
Yeah, man, might as well, though. But something about, I don't know what it is about watching Shotty now, right? Like, watching him, he's really giving off a lot of confidence.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he looks comfortable. He looks comfortable.
Yeah.
He don't look, you know, some coaches. Yeah, he looks comfortable, man. He looks like, he's been around, true, so he knows the players. This is his team now, but he also looks like he's supposed to be there. And I'm starting to see that. You know, when I see him, I don't see that worry. You know what I mean? He's built, looking at the coaching staff, it's a decent coaching staff around him. It ain't just a bunch of friends. You know what I mean? It ain't just a bunch of it's the little giants, but we know how that movie ended. You know what I'm saying? And you never know, man. You can catch fire, man. Play with skill, good luck will happen.
So let me ask you something. So I see what you're seeing with that too, and you know, I like that, a player's coach. That's what he seems like a player's coach.
And it's not the Jason Garrett player's coach. It's not the Jason Garrett. Or the Wade Phillips.
Yeah, it's genuine. He fits in. Mm-hmm. Like,
you can relate, you can
go out with him or something. Mary.
Mm-hmm. He's one of the guys. He seemed like one of the guys.
Yeah, but with that being said, though, how will he handle discipline players, like when we're facing adversity?
Hopefully the same way.
Yeah. Just
straight up, let them know. Hopefully we gonna see.
That's the question.
Well, my thing, when I think about that, I think this may be one of the almost a player-led thing. You know what I mean? Like, when you see Micah and CD, kicking it. Well, I say player led. I mean, as far as led, like when you're one of the guys, it can lead to a little confusion. But also with this generation
what player led team is successful that you seen that you can think
leaders,
of?
A player leaders.
What team player led that was successful?
I mean, when you look at. I'm gonna go with that. Who's it? Who did he say?
Brady Nam and Tampa Bay.
Brady was definitely one.
But with that, make no quarrels about it. Bruce Arians ran that team though.
Yeah.
But I'm with that.
But you can see when I say player led, I mean as far as letting the players do their thing and trusting them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
trusting.
But you still need a coach that got discipline that can rule. When AB was doing all that in the middle of the game, Get to the sideline, Bruce Arians. I don't care what you get on out. He still had that. I don't know what Shotty. I'm confused. I'm questioning the discipline, and I'm also curious about adversity.
That's the one thing with
how do the coach handle adversity?
Well, that was what I was saying on Monday show, because the fact is like we don't have those leaders, but also looking at it with the dynamic between them, I can also see this them getting each other together. You know what I mean? Because now being that you don't have that authoritarian figure, maybe the players will have to step up. You know what I'm saying? Maybe they'll have to. and maybe they'll come together and rally around each other.
They'll step up because of Shotty empowering them. And then that's being a good leader, too. You need to empower someone, and it works out. That's being a hell of a leader, and I think he could do that that way, too.
I think it's about trust, man. If you trust, if knowing that you're trusted gives you extra, it gives you extra motivation. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I'll never forget the one clip of Harbaugh and Lamar, right? When they asked if you wanted to go for it. When he asked his quarterback what he wanted to do, he said, hell yeah. And he said, go for it and let him go out there. That let him know that he trusts him. That trust there is like, yeah, I'm going for this shit. Go. You know what I'm saying? We don't see that. We didn't ever see that dynamic between player and coach with our previous coaching hires. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it is now. Like, maybe we have some trust now to where it's like, hey, I'm going to let you do your thing. I'm just here to manage it. You know what I'm saying? Go out there and win us this game. I'm not going to micromanage you. Just play football. And I'm hoping that's what it is. Yeah, be professional. Yeah, that's
get it. I've been hearing the last couple of years, though, that, you know, his leadership qualities in camp and mini camps and under McCarthy, he's been pretty good. Like, the players always responded well to him. They always, you know, this way he leads the pack when in certain position groups. Because, you know, he dealt with the offense. They was, you know, really talking big about his leadership and shit.
What did he do with the offense? What was his calling card with the offense?
He was like a consultant.
Do anybody like was the passing game coordinator, the running game coordinator?
A little bit of everything on offense. Usually when they do a little consulting, it's just whatever point of view they willing to accept from me. You know, any little tips or whatever, leading practices and anything. It's like a broad little title. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It could be like the guy that they've known for a while, because something, you know, I believe a lot of times, you know, you watched Al Harris with those DBs and even the defense, you know what I mean? Like it's the day-to-day guys that a lot of coaches have their relationships with, you know what I mean? That a lot of players have their relationships with.
I was just curious, what do we hang his hat on? What's his structure? I know his pops is a coach. I know what his pops did, but
I think he won't run the football.
Run physical. That's his, you know, that's his makeup.
That's what he's telling us. He's saying, I won't run. I want to run the football.
Right.
So everything we've been screaming for, you know, it seems like this is what he wants to do. So
we're gonna pass the ball 40 times game one.
It remains to
we go pass that ball 40 times game one. I guarantee that over. I'm taking that over on pass attempts.
On pass attempts, man.
Look,
so?
Man, we got a new toy. Dak got a new toy wide receiver, man. That ball's going in the air.
So think about it though. We was talking about 2 1,000 yard receivers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was just in my mind trying to think about it. Like, wonder if CD went for 1,800 and he went for 1,100, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's only 2,900 yards.
That's it. Right. It's more. It's new left on
you
the plate.
You know what I'm saying?
On that bone.
Yeah. So you can spread the rest. If Dak throws for 4,000, you know, he can spread that amongst everybody else.
Yeah,
so that's a lot of damn passing, though.
That's a lot of passing.
If you tell me we'll run first team,
right? That's a lot of passing, bro.
But what if you're running back as a committee, get what y'all think they should get?
Yeah, that's like 60 some yards a game,
60 some yards a game per receiver.
Yeah, something like that.
I mean, I can see. I mean, somebody's gonna go off a 150 yard game. You can expect that 150 here now, you know, big game.
But we feel we're running football team, as a committee, whoever the backs are, if it's two, three backs, right?
Right. Right.
Right now, what do we want to see them get as far as total yards when the year is over? What we want to see? 2,000?
That'd be great.
As a committee? 2,000 as a committee?
That'd be great.
2,000 as a committee? I'd like to say 2,000 wouldn't be bad. As a committee, yeah, that'd be ridiculous. That'd be better than we've had in a very long time.
Yeah.
I mean, we get 2,000 committee. What did Jalen throw for last year? I don't know. Let's look it up. Let's see.
Look it up real quick.
I got it. Let's see stats. He threw for 29 last year.
Okay.
18 TDs, 5 interceptions.
2,900,
and that's the least of okay. So since he's been starting since 2021, that's the least of his career, and they win the Super Bowl.
Derrick Henry ran for how much?
That's because Saquon got all of rushing. He can't throw for that much.
Yeah, but that's what you want though. Like that's the blueprint. That's the blueprint, man. Because again, our 2015, that was Dez Calder. Was that 14? I get them mixed up.
14.
So 14.
What did Romo throw?
We took the ball out of his hands.
Mm-hmm. But let's see what he threw.
We took the ball out of his hands, man.
Ran for like 18.
Yep, man. DeMarco, yeah, he showed up.
Romo still probably threw for 4 or close to it.
Okay.
You think he threw for 4? Is that what he did?
Close to it. I don't know.
37.05.
That's close to it. Yeah, 37.05. Yeah, that ain't bad. That's good. Yeah, those are good stats. With the number one receiver, with a real outside threat, number one receiver, top tight end.
Yeah, 37.05. So,
yeah, and DeMarco ran for 18.
What time's Williams have? How many yards did he have?
Let me see. Terrence Williams. Williams.
But he'd be the third because Witten would have been the second.
Yeah.
Let's see. Check 1, 2.
So 14 and 14, he has 621.
He has 61.
Yeah, 61. Hey, Terrence Williams.
He's the third option, though.
Yeah, he has 621.
Witten was 2, Dez 1.
Let's see what Witten has.
Well, in our ass, 14 Witten Dez, 1 and 14, Dez 2 in Romo's ass.
14, Dez had 13-20.
13-20.
Yeah,
14-20.
Yeah, 16 TDs.
Witten has
703. Yeah, those are good stats. That's how you move the ball around. But see,
man, you will say I
was gonna say you move it. I mean, it is, but that's balance, bro. That's all that is. That's just balance. But you give that credit to taking the ball out of his hands and not having him have to throw the ball 60 times a game. And that's why that's why he had a good season. We should do the same thing to Dak. You got to protect the man, dog. Get him out his own way.
I agree with that. I don't see Pickens going for no 700 or no 621.
He had nine last year.
Nah, Pittsburgh. We ain't going off what they did last year.
Why not?
Because it's a different quarterback.
But if we want to run the ball, you can expect him not to. You can expect him, but he's playing the opposite of a real number one. This ain't no like 1A and 1B thing. This is a real number one he's playing opposite on. So he had to get the targets out there. He's not going to have to get the targets here. You know, and especially with a quarterback whose real bailout is Jake Ferguson. You know what I'm saying? That's really where Dak can get the ball to. If we run the ball well, man, if we actually run the ball this season, you know, you might not see no – 1,000-yard season from Pickens.
Let's see what week Brandon Cooks got.
We get 6-7 touchdowns.
We good in the red zone. Just score in the red zone. That's what we need you for. Score in the red zone, put us in position to get in the red. Like, our red zone offense has been bad for a long time.
Yes.
You know, so if you can throw that ball up so and let him go get that red touchdowns. Zone, that's all that matters.
If you can rush inside of that red zone.
You can rush, all that other shit will fall through.
All that other shit will fall through.
But they got to worry about their run game. Then you got to worry about picking the CD. Yeah, I believe.
Yeah. Purdy's going to be winning. He's got to scoot up.
Yeah,
you got problems.
And then Ferg's going to ball.
Cooks has 657, man. I just can't see Pickens being in those 600 to 700 range.
No,
I
was
Cooks last year, 2023 Cooks had 657.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying? like Pickens is getting ready to destroy that number.
You would hope so. I could see. Yeah, that's what I say. You would hope so.
Y'all think he's under? Y'all think he's
gonna
be
under 1,000? Under 1,000? You don't know.
He has the ability.
No. I'm saying under 700.
I just say 1,000 because he had 9. My benchmark's 9 because that's what he had in Pittsburgh with no
players, quarterback. I'm giving y'all players showing that we done run the ball. We ran the ball with these teams or whatever. Well, not with this team, but we. The receivers was 700, no more than 700.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is he gonna be under?
I don't know. I don't know the scheme. I don't know what we're running. I don't know how we're running. I don't know the scheme. I don't know.
If you were to recreate, like you said, if you were to recreate what we did in 2014, if you were to recreate that with this team, Pickens would be technically around Terrence Williams.
Hell nah. I ain't with that shit.
Why ain't you with it? We're running the football. If we got 1,800 yards,
he's still better than T. Will. He's gonna be open.
Yeah, he's much better than T. Will. But what I'm saying is that if we have 1,800 yards rushing, if we have 18, that is a win for us. That's a win. That means we've controlled the line of scrimmage. We've controlled the time of possession. We've controlled the time of possession. We kept our defense. We kept our defense off the field. Like that trickles down again. Like that's one of those. That's one of those. AJ Brown situations to where he gets pissed because he's not getting the ball because Saquon's doing his thing. You have to eat that. If you're George Pickens, you came here and we run the ball and we're successful and we're running for 18. Like you say, you run for 1,800 yards, 100 yards a game. That's a little more than 100 yards a game, a little less, one or the other. So it's like. You can't get mad at that. If you get mad at that, you're not for the team. You're not for the team. I'm just saying, like, if Pickens don't like the fact that you got 700 yards and your team's successful, we're running the ball, we in the playoffs, we doing our thing, we're in position to win, you're not for us now.
No, I ain't ready to put that on him. I ain't think he's
going
to.
No, I'm saying that's an if. That's an if. I'm just saying the best case scenario. If you got 700 yards, though, bro, if you got 700 yards and your team's 13-4. He can get his tutties, but he still got 700 yards in a contract year. You got to get ready for that not getting the ball shit and the bitching, because now it's about his money at this point. Like, this is a career for him too. So if he don't show out this year and we run the ball, he might get mad at us, man. AJ Brown got paid and still got mad.
That's just him. He's a Philadelphia Eagle. That's what he's doing.
Yeah, but he's not he's not an original Eagle. You get what I'm saying? Like, CD's an original Cowboy. I think that he'd be okay. He'd be okay taking less numbers with winning. You know what I mean? Pickens ain't a Cowboy, bro.
The relationship's gonna be all right.
I think
he might be happy this year. He might sign an extension.
Yeah, keep him numbers down. We can get it for cheap. We keep him numbers down. What do you think he'll want, 20 or 25?
He can get that.
2025.
I ain't ready to talk about the money yet, man.
He's going to earn his keep like he said he want to do.
Yeah, I want to see him perform first. I want to see him perform first. Then we can get into what he's worth. Yeah, man. But I mean, if them Seagulls, they ran for what Saquon run for last year?
Damn near 2K, didn't he?
Okay. Yeah.
And they had damn near 2 1,000-yard receivers.
And motherfuckers were still mad. You're still over. They were still over a bitch.
I don't care about that bitch about the Super Bowl. How about that?
Yeah, because they had to buy into it. It took some calming down. Yeah, as I said, like I've been about it too.
I mean, it's just a road to success, man.
Do we have a Saquon Barkley on the roster?
No, but if we get 2,000 by committee, I'm okay with it.
You know what I'm saying?
That would be looking for the drama, man.
For that total amount of
yardage,
why can't we have 2 1,000-yard receivers if they were able to do that shit?
Yeah, it ain't really far fetched.
And yeah, I'm saying, and Saquon damn near had 2K, or if he did have 2K,
didn't he? Yeah, he broke it. He broke the record, but he had more games. That was the one thing.
He didn't break no record.
I thought he broke it.
They set that last game.
Okay. That makes sense. Okay.
He ain't breaking. So
okay. I thought he broke.
What's up, OG, man? Yeah. What's up, OG? OG done tapped in, man.
OG in the building, man. I'll express off the grind. What it do?
What's up, fellas? What's up, bro?
Yeah.
I was back here listening to you for a minute.
Yeah, we was just still talking that talk, man. We was talking from the pod or whatever, man. With Pickens, man. But we getting just on time, man, because we're getting ready to get into these way too early predictions, man. We're getting ready to just go through the schedule. I don't know. Are we gonna come back and revisit this?
After training camp.
After preseason.
Yeah, after preseason.
Let us see how the offense we get to see what we're doing, who's doing what. Let's get that preseason.
So I'll hang on to this, you know, sheet of paper or whatever, man, and mark everything, notate everything, 5:14, and I'll just mark us down how we feeling today, the journal.
Yeah, 15. Yeah, I'm about to say
5:15. My father
said he's a day late.
And it is the 15th trip.
Yes, 15th.
And and then we come back in September. And after the preseason or whatever, and see if we're gonna change these predictions. Whether we go 5-12 or 12-5.
Yep.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. So,
I don't care. We ain't going 5-12. I said, I'm saying we weak, but we ain't that weak. We ain't going 5-12.
So I mean, we getting ready to get right into it. Then
let's get
the
to it.
Go. World is right. Week one.
L.
No.
I ain't even get to set it up, man.
Man, I know
they dropping the banners.
That's what I'm
collecting rings.
Meek Mill's definitely coming. Dreams and Nightmares is definitely getting played. Gilly and Wallow gonna run out on the field.
They gonna be in.
They gonna bring a little Uzi. All of those weak ass shit. Bring all that weak dream shit out, man.
Y'all that weak dream shit.
I promise I want to pick this one, man. But
it's way too early. Go ahead.
It's way too early.
I'm going. We own Philly. It's Philly. Dak owns y'all. I'm going.
It's way too early.
Go nuts.
And I'm still going. Got some preseason, you know, to see before, you know, I can get back to my other stuff. So I'm going to go L as of now. But I'm
Dak owns y'all.
Cautiously optimistic.
That's it.
What about you, Steve-O?
Duh. Going nuts.
Go nuts.
Border party. Fuck them.
Yeah, we ain't never done that.
Border party.
We ain't, look, man.
Border party, man.
We ain't losing to the Eagles healthy, bro.
sorry. We'll be back, man. Look,
I don't know what it is about y'all and these schedules, boy.
Yeah, man, gotta go nuts early, man. Y'all get up and right.
We talking about Terry and his 17-0. I think Steve was 15-2.
Yeah, I was somewhere on the low with it. I was somewhere on the low with it, man.
Yeah, he went nuts too, man.
I hit bad Terry because he went real nuts. I was like, shit, I'm gonna ride with my dude.
I was sitting on back here, right in the back seat. Yeah, I'm sitting on back here, let him go.
Can't leave him hanging. Somebody got riding the lack with him.
Man, that's it, man. I've been riding, man. Yeah.
So what you got, Jiggle?
Yeah, Jiggle, what's up?
Hey, yo.
Yeah.
God, dog.
For the ones on the back, man.
Y'all ain't shit.
You got
hey, man, that's tough to try to implement everything you trying to do. Game one where you make mistakes against a veteran team. It's tough, man.
Real talk.
I'm gonna come back and revise it.
On their home field.
We don't care about that.
Yeah.
I'm rolling with Dak owning Philly, and that's why we're going to win.
You know how happy they are to look have Dallas look sit there and watch they drop a ban in our face?
Like, it don't matter.
Yeah.
They didn't want 1-6. They didn't want 2-60 years. Man, I don't care about that damn Bama.
Burn it down. What mother supposed to say? Don't do the right thing. Burn it down. Burn it down, man.
I heard them two funky ass rings they got in 60 years. I'm like,
all right, old ass team, man. Green ass team, with green ass bird. I don't want a green bird.
I see your shit. A green bird, right? That shit, though.
We all like a screen yard duck.
Dax only lost him what? Once?
Yeah, man. Like the screen yard duck.
Yeah. The screen yard duck.
Yeah, with them birds. And everybody's like, Billy and Wallow.
And you got the dub?
Dub.
Yeah.
Dub. Not to Philly, bro. I would never openly say we're going to lose to them if we're healthy. If we're healthy, I would never openly say we're going to lose to them.
Nothing to do with what your heart.
Dre, this is way too early. Yes, it is. It's way too early. You're not supposed to be objective right now. This is way too early. You'd be objective right before the season starts when it gets real.
Terry, you're an analyst now, man.
I'm a Cowboy fan.
Right.
Uncut.
See, John, you missed my apology, man. I'm back. I'm back, John, man. You missed my apology, man.
I apologize for my
outburst on Monday, man. I'm back.
Man, somebody got on him.
Right. You better act right, nigga. Yeah, I got that call from Jerry. He's like, hey, what you doing, man? What you doing?
It's going down.
Yeah, what y'all doing? Cowboys riding uncut, man. I need y'all to show out.
So we come back home, you know, after a loss or after a win, according to Steve-O and Terry.
And, yeah.
We got them Giants, man.
Win.
Giants, man.
Oh.
Win.
That's a W.
Dub.
2-0.
Give me both of them wins.
Dub.
Give me both of them wins right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You dubbing it too, OG? Where OG go at?
That's a huge opportunity to be 2-2 in the division, though, for real.
Yeah, doing some things.
No, it really yes.
That would be dope if you get 2-0 right
there. I'm going to tell you.
The division?
Dub a W twice on them bums.
Mm. Yeah. I think we got them last game of the season, too, the Giants.
Okay, then we roll on September 21st. We travel to Soldier Field.
Win.
Chicago.
Win.
Mm. Yeah.
Win.
I'm dub too.
Nah, I'm
dub. Might be in the building for that.
3-0. We should be.
Too, man. You 3-0? Y'all both 3-0. Okay.
The hype train's already started by this point. The hype train, you know, this is when they're asking, are we back? This is when they talking about extending shot. This is when they talking about getting shot either one. Is Dallas back? Is it, you know, the hype train's rolling at 3-0, man. We beat defending champions. We steamrolled these other two, man. The hype train's gone. It's at the building station pulled off.
Boom. Then we got the Packers, man, at home.
Oof. We owe them an ass kicking.
AL until we can do something different.
Hell.
So we can
show him.
So 4-0. Give it to me, baby. I'm not there. That's one team I can't say it either. I can't say it out loud either. Okay, 4-0. Put me down. 4-0.
Finally get the Packers. Give me the dub.
Give me the dub. Yeah, no, we owe them an ass kicking, though. This is different.
He's ass right here, dog.
Ain't no like, Aaron Jones.
What you say, Drake?
They got Josh Jacobs. They got Josh Jacobs.
Nah, I said L. L.
Yeah, they got Jacobs.
Josh Jacobs, yeah, that might be a little rough, but I think we win.
Green Bay, they went to the playoffs last year.
Yeah, but didn't they get smoked too?
They win. We ain't go.
I just know they smoked.
Yeah,
we was
bums up. Yeah, they smoked us.
Yeah, smoked.
Yeah, that's 2 years ago. That's old news. Yesterday's paper, man.
Yeah, man. Team ain't here no more.
Yeah. Coach ain't there. Yeah, man. They gone, man.
You got the Marcus Lawrence up out here, man. All of those soft shit.
You think that these players ain't marked down that game? The players that was there, you think they ain't marked that game, dog?
You got a lot more games that should be worried about,
bro. No. For that game specifically, that game should be marked because you got drubbed at home by this team, and now you seen them, at home again. You have to make a statement there. You can't come out and put up no egg or get beat bad again.
Man, that was 2 years ago. You got drubbed by a few teams last year.
Yeah, and they all should be on the list. They all should be on the list.
Terry, that's a game right there where you got to ask yourself what the feeling of the cupcake looking like.
Hey, man. Look, I'm going to tell you like this. Fuck y'all, Green Bay. The Eagles. I know Green Bay fan. Any of my homies that's fans of any of these teams, I would not out loud say that we're going to lose to y'all.
Sparks.
Well, week 5, we got the Jets. Duh.
Going 5-0? Going nuts.
Yeah, we're going nuts 5-0.
Going nuts 5-0. New coach, new everything. Going nuts. Damn.
Man, run the table, man. That's what we're going to
do.
OG and Slick, what y'all got?
On who, the Jets?
Yeah.
Oh, Doug. Shit.
Yeah.
But just know that's going to be a hard game.
Yeah.
They got Justin Fields.
And they be
give me the dub.
They got Glenn. They're gonna play solid defense and run that ball.
Did we play them last year? Did we play them last year? Or was it year before?
Year before.
Okay.
When Aaron got hurt.
Yeah, when Aaron got hurt. Yep.
Week 6 at Carolina. We owe them?
Nah, we didn't beat them. We didn't beat them like 3 in a row.
Yeah, they probably didn't win last year.
Yeah, win. Okay. Win. They're gonna have to prove it. Plus, 3 games in a row. That this be the third one. All of them been in Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Win.
Mm-hmm. Win. That's crazy, ain't it?
Win.
That's nuts. Mm-hmm. And we're gonna show up like we did last time.
Yeah.
We might. We must love a demographic up there. So, hold up, man. So, Rick 4-2. Dre 4-2.
I should be 3-3. Damn, I'm 4-2.
Yeah,
you don't like you lit. Sound of that.
Yeah,
you like lit. The sound of that. That's crazy.
You want to change your at the bar speed?
Nah, it's way too early. I'll change it later.
He's going nuts low key, Terry. Watch it. Rick can go nuts any minute now. So over here, the blank is coming out, the cage is coming out.
I just don't know. I'm waiting. We go nuts, but I can't wait.
The volcano gonna erupt, huh? The volcano gonna erupt.
Hey, one big win in September. Slick is bad. Winter gear.
One big win, nigga. Week 1 win. I'm back.
Week 1. That's what I'm saying.
Man, I'm yelling like Terry. We bite.
We bite. We bite. We bite. That's it. Yeah, we bite. Look, that's all it's gonna take is that one. That's gonna take a 1 win. That's that first weekend.
Hey, we beat Philly in Philly. I'm starting to buy the helicopter. We put the damn paper.
We there. I'm telling you, though. It's happening, though. It's happening, Rick. Man, get it ready. Get it ready. It's going, man.
Alpha Carolina game, week 7. We got the Commodores at home.
Dubby.
Yeah, we going nuts.
What you got, Rick?
Yeah, it gets rougher towards the end.
Yeah.
Fight. Oh, G, what you got?
Swag easy. Easy like Sunday morning.
Right.
Easy.
They got Gallup and Debo over at Ain't
Doing Gallup.
We're going to be over with the odds.
They got
Jason Daniels and Scary Terry.
Jason Daniels ain't doing nothing, though, with us, though.
No.
Yeah, he ain't do shit. He ain't do nothing. First we beat him, and then they barely beat us the second game.
He
was sitting on the bench. They brought in the He ain't showed that he can beat us yet, for real. That's why I'm dubbing it at home.
And Gallup and Debo liable to be on hurt by game four.
Facts. Right. Yeah, man. We're getting that, man. We're gonna get that one. But week eight, I'm going at Denver.
Yeah, we can't, man. You ain't beat Denver in so long, bro.
Yeah,
I'm gonna throw you that L on that one.
Who's that? Bo Nix and who else? Cortland Sutton.
Yeah.
Whoever it is, they was playoffs last.
Who's their running back?
They got two first round corners, I think. They got Patrick Sertan and they. Yeah. And they got another corner.
RJ Harvey gonna start that team for real. I think RJ gonna win that job.
Well, what you got, man? I heard Steve-O. Okay.
Yeah, we ain't beat Denver in a while. Yeah, I guess I got to go somewhere. Yeah, I guess that'd be the one.
You too, OG, got an L?
L.
You know what? Damn that. Everybody going to ask for L. Now, change mine to a W. Change mine to a W, man. I don't like everybody agreeing. Yeah, I don't like everybody agreeing, though. Y'all talking about beat Denver. It's going to be the year. Shoddy.
Hey, man, I think, you know, since you're the only one going down a limb, you got to do some kind of cowboy Yahoo or something.
Hey, Terry, I be noticing when you got on your Malcolm X's, bro, you be a little aggressive and you be a little bit more optimistic. And when you got on a Ray-Ban, you be Scary Terry. I just noticed that.
No, these is Rays, dog. These is Rays, man. That's the products. Yeah, it's the products. I get a little scary here, dog. That's the about high the eyes, dog.
Yeah, you had the eyes. You be a little nervous. That little clear. Yeah.
You see through. I see through, but I can't let it, man. I can't let him see me, dog. I can be vulnerable when you can't see my eyes, dog.
Yeah, I see.
I could be vulnerable, though.
Then we're coming back from Mile High Monday night, Arizona. Dub.
Let's go.
I think that's the Trapper. I think it might be the Trapper.
Win.
Arizona on a Monday night, coming off a win from Denver. We ain't beat them in a while. I think that's my trap game right there.
Win.
All right.
That's the one that I'm going. That yeah, that's my trap one.
I got you, Rick. It's in AT&T, Dallas, Arlington.
Yeah, that's my trapper, dog. I think Marvin Harrison, fuck around for a big game that game, though.
What about you, Steve?
We in Clayton Adams' old team, man. He's looking to dominate them as an offensive coordinator.
So let me go before we get any further. So this is damn near. This is mid. So Rick, right now 6-3. Dre 6-3. OG 6-3. Terry and Steve-O 8-1.
I'm with it.
Wow. Going nuts, niggas.
Going nuts.
8-1, man. All right. So week 9, we get into week 10. So bye.
Bye week.
Win.
Win.
Then week 11, we got Vegas at Vegas. I'm going L.
I'm going L, man. 4-1 for the pole one.
4-1 for the pole one.
Las Vegas in effect, baby.
I'm going win with that one.
I'm going win, too.
Dub, man. Shout out to Pee Wee and Baby's kids.
Yeah, and we owe you Raiders fans ass. Like, some of the Raiders fans, because they think that they're equal with us for some reason.
Nah, they ain't.
No, that's what we show out.
Who you got, Jigga?
He didn't froze.
What was game?
I think it fell asleep. He fell asleep with them glasses on.
What's game?
Oh,
yes, win. I said win.
Hey, John, you went to sleep on us over there. Trying to keep some glasses on. If I'm back,
no.
You heard
I said win early, man. Soon as I heard that back, win. Shit.
Week 12, Philly. I need that.
Win.
One
right
there. You got to win
one. Yeah, I need that's that. The crib for sure. The one that's the real win.
That one right there.
Yeah.
L.
I think it might be my L right there. I gotta be somewhat objective as Dre said. That's the one. Yeah, that's the one. That's the one
that's yours right there.
Yeah,
you said we're gonna be road warriors.
Yeah. I think we change that narrative this year. Let's change that narrative, man.
What you have, Slick?
Because unless we get home field advantage, we ain't going to see it in the playoffs. Unless we get the number one, you know what I mean? We ain't going to see it in the playoffs anyway. So might as well learn how to play good on the road.
Playoffs? Fucking playoffs?
Man, I'm nine and two right now. 8-2. Whatever. Man, yeah, we in the playoffs.
You 9-2.
Yeah, we in the playoffs. Yeah.
G-Bow's 10-1.
Yeah, what you pick,
OG? You pick a win.
No, we're gonna split with Philly. Yeah, win. Yeah, I think we split with Philly. Win this time.
Let me make sure I got you right. So, OG is 8-3, Terry is 9-2, mm-hmm. Steve O 10-1. I'm 7-4 and Rick 7-4. Then week 13, Kansas City.
L.
Thanksgiving. Yeah, I'm an L too.
Travis Kelce ain't what he used to be. Patrick Mahomes still is. Pacheco and shit.
Ray Rashid. Rice coming back.
Rice, Rasheed, and Worthy. Yeah, they got a little speed out there. It might give us a little fits. It might throw us a little fits. So I'm going to go on the L on that one, too.
OG got L for all the audio listeners that can't see his L.
L. Sorry about that, listeners. Sorry about that. I'm taking the L on this one.
What about Steve-O?
Who is this?
Kansas City.
Oh, the Chiefs, Thanksgiving at the crib, Terry Duncan's. Yeah. We gonna beat them.
We got our ass whooped last year on Thanksgiving. Did we? What happened Thanksgiving last year? We won?
Yeah.
Who we play?
What? Yeah, Redskins, I'm sorry, Commodores, what?
Yeah.
Nah, we didn't play them at home that game. We played them. We beat them on the road. We beat them because that was the one when Turk ran it back with the spin move. We beat them on the road. They beat us at home the last game, didn't they?
Yeah.
It was the last game, though.
Yeah. They beat us last game of the season. Yeah, they beat us last game of the season.
I don't know who we played last year. I can't remember.
On Thanksgiving? I can't remember. I don't want to. I don't want to.
I thought it was Commodores, but.
Nah, it wasn't them.
Nah.
Okay.
Hold up. I lost my count now. So what you got, Steve-O?
Yeah, I said W.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me see. Let me keep track of this shit. 9, 6, 7.
Well, some reason about his confidence game.
Steve-O's 11-1.
It wasn't New York, was it?
I'm going nuts.
I just thought it was a confidence game for some reason.
It wasn't New York, was it? Was it New York?
Nah. Maybe. Yeah. Yeah.
It was New York last year?
Yeah, and they started that third string quarterback.
DeVito.
8-4. Okay, yeah. I'm just making sure. Hold up. OG 8-4, Terry 9-3, Steve-O 11-1.
Going nuts.
Me and Slick right now is 7-5.
He's smart.
14 Detroit. Lost.
Well, no, we owe them my ass kicking too.
I'm confused with them because they lost both their coordinators.
Who?
Detroit.
Ben Johnson was the mind behind that offense.
Then why you pick us to beat the Bears?
They're the Bears.
That's what I'm saying.
The Bears.
Yeah, they're the Bears. We didn't worry about them.
The road warriors of Cowboy Nation is gonna be in attendance.
Yeah, though.
Them tickets is crazy too.
So what y'all got, Terry and Steve?
I got a dub on that one. We owe them ass whooping. Majority of them teams that thumped us last year, because they thumped us bad last year. Like we owe them ass whooping. So this is a revenge tour.
This off the back of that. Revenge tour.
What about y'all? What about you, OG?
Push.
At Detroit, Ford Field. It's on Prime.
Wake up, man. What you got?
It's a Thursday work night. Keep his ass, man.
That's one of our live streams.
I take the win. I just don't know about the coordinators, but they do what they do because of their running attack. They're two-headed monsters, a beast.
You was talking about the middle, man. If that's what they do,
that's what I was saying. What we gonna be? That's why I asked Terry what the cupcake gonna be like inside.
It don't matter. It's still a cupcake. We gonna eat it.
Oh, it matter.
Yeah, I like cupcakes.
So coming off at Thursday night, then we got Minnesota, Thursday, man. We got Minnesota, man.
When?
At AT&T.
When?
They got the new quarterback. They got that quarterback that year. McCarthy, he'll be back. That's the one. I think that might be another one because of Aaron Jones. Because of Aaron Jones in that running game. I think that's another loss for me.
When?
I got you, Rick. Steve-O.
Damn nut. In.
I like the win against Minnesota.
Okay. Alright. So in week 16, we got the Chargers. L.
Harbaugh.
That's a win. That was our in studio game that we watched and we won at the end. I think we do it again this year.
Yeah, boy, hell.
And that's in LA?
Yeah, nah, that's in Dallas.
It's in Dallas. Yeah, I like it. I like that game. Yeah, I like that game.
Yeah.
That's a win. They ain't got nothing over there to worry about, do they?
You
got a win. Rick got L. OG got L. Steve-O.
I think it will get that win. That pass rush going to turn his ass up. He's going to be
I think they're gonna play the way that we hope we play. They're gonna play good defense and run that ball. I'm hoping that's what we are.
Well, they got a Marion, didn't they? Well, they got a Marion.
Yeah.
Yes.
They got Quentin Harris too, don't they?
I don't know. I know they got Trey Harris going to receive and Lab and Conk.
Yeah. We'll beat them. Herbert will turn the ball over. Herbert turned that ball over, man. Looking like so
Steve-O got win right here.
Yeah.
14-1.
Yeah.
Week 17, the Commodores. That's a Thursday game. That's on Christmas.
Yeah. We got four Thursday games.
Yeah, we prime time.
Four Thursday games. I think one Monday night, Christmas, Thanksgiving. We up there.
I see what they're doing. Yeah, I see what they're doing. They're trying to get the ratings up.
And they won't snatch us from our nickname so bad of being America's team, man. The proof's in the pudding. You can't take nobody's nickname, bro. Get your own.
And you know what? You know what's so funny? That's what, and I honestly think that's what that that pick and trade did that.
Nah, they been trying to get rid of it. They been hating, bro. They been trying to hate on their nickname.
No, I'm saying it's what put us back on TV.
Oh, no. We don't,
Must watch. Must watch, though. Must watch. You got George Pickens and CD Lamb?
That's what the Joneses need to see, man. Put that talent out there, man, so you can be must-see TV.
Yeah, fireworks.
Man, I got we sweeping it.
Some fireworks. Win some game shit.
We sweeping it. What you got, Slick?
Where's that one at? Is that in Washington?
At Washington. I don't give a shit.
Chocolate City, where they lose that.
That's when Turp hit the joystick on it.
Yeah. He gonna do it again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Dan Quinn gonna give it to him.
I got the M. I'm going to split with them like I did Philly.
I don't think they're going to have the season they had last year. I don't see it, though. You know what I mean? Sophomore slump.
When it comes to Washington, does it really matter?
No. I'm saying overall.
Even when they've been horrible, they've, you know.
They'll be fighting for a playoff spot right in that time, I believe. Like a sophomore slump year, man. They'll be fighting for a playoff spot.
All right, man. What you got? What you got, Steve-O?
I thought I already let you know. My bad.
You might have let me know. I probably didn't hear you.
Sleeping.
Yeah, 15-1, and then what you got, Terry?
That's a W.
What you doing? Yeah, Slick? He's where you at with it?
L.
He said that with confidence too. I don't like it, Slick. Oh, he said that to confidence.
So me and Rick is 8-8. Me and Rick.
Damn. I don't like y'all record either though.
Yeah, though.
He was 15-1.
Yeah. I like it.
Terry is 12-4. And OG is 10-6. Yeah. And then your last game is at the Giants.
Win.
Man, we're going to lose because we're going to sit the guys, man. We're going to lose. Everybody's sick.
Not at 10-6. I thought the same thing you did, Steve. I said 10-6. We're going to need that one.
Yeah, we're gonna need that one.
Yeah, but when you 15-1, you just gonna feel.
I'm saying, even if Mills in the game, we still getting that win. That's very much so possible.
9-8.
What you say, Dre?
I said win. We gonna sweep Washington and the Giants. So Terry, that's a win for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
We gonna win the NFC.
13-4.
We gonna win the NFC East. We gonna get the number one seed in the NFC Conference. I'm gonna go on the room for let off 16.
Let off 16, 17
on top of the roof, man.
Yeah. So what you have, OG? What OG have?
OG had win.
He had to win.
My bad.
I had to win.
So right now you 11-6 for the season. You're told you got 11-6. Terry 13-4. Steve-O 15-2. And Me and Slick's 9-8, man.
First round bye.
And I think we can win. I think, you know, we can probably get to 10. I think we can get to 10.
Me too.
No, you don't believe that.
But at the same time, we can go down on game two.
Yeah.
I gave us that Jets and Chicago, and we can lose one of them.
You lose the first two?
It's possible. Now, the first two was we're going to beat the Giants. That's week two.
Okay. Yeah.
So you saying we'll be 2-1. We'll be 2-1 by time week three. By time we see at the end of week three, we'll be 2-1.
And you got at Chicago and then at Green Bay. Yeah.
So we're gonna be 2-2. That's what y'all saying.
Yeah.
What games y'all would like to go to? Any game you could pick to go to on the schedule, which one would y'all like to go to?
Vegas. For personal reasons, I would like to go to the Panthers for my son, but Vegas.
Yeah.
Vegas on Monday night.
Yeah.
I need a Sunday 8:20. I need a Sunday 8:20, man. That's what I need.
Sunday 8:20. The Vikings. December 14.
That'd be nice.
What about you, Steve-O?
I want a real Cowboys Thanksgiving game, man, at Kansas City. It's a real holiday experience, man. Football days all day long.
Yeah, it would be dope.
Yes, sir.
Going through it.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna miss no food down there.
Yeah, I was gonna say you want brisket instead of turkey, huh? He's like, I want brisket instead of turkey.
Yeah, bring it here.
I'm looking into for real though. wish list is Vegas.
Yeah,
Vegas is gonna be lit too.
But the one that I'm really looking into is Thanksgiving though. So, but yeah, man. So hey, shit. I guess that's our theme music, man. We did it, man. The crew, man. Hold up.
Too early.
Yeah, it's way too early.
Y'all acting like it's way too late.
Eight, nine, and eight.
They played it safe. Don't worry about the heart, man. It's gonna be right there with the Cowboys regardless.
Yeah, man. You know, after the preseason, we might go up 3 games.
Let me see what the new regimen.
What's up? What's going on, man?
Y'all heard that intro? Cowboys. That's what it's about.
Yeah, we appreciate y'all. Hey, man, y'all make sure y'all tap that subscribe button, hit your notification bell, man. Share this out, man. Get the algorithm, man. You know, season 3 is slowly approaching, man. It'll be here before you know it. Yeah, the OG made it, man. He made it in, man. It's Crew Rick, Dre, Young Curry, and Steve-O. Yeah. Cowboys Ron Uncut. Plus we got a special pod in the work too, man. Studio guy, man. You know, he's Yeah, he's slipping a little bit, man. But we
that's an Eagles fan. Too, like, he's an Eagles fan.
Yeah, Eagle fan, man.
He heard it. He heard we got a week one. He didn't like it,
man. But yeah, man. So expect 2 of them things out, man. But before we go, man, look like we got a comment, man.
Cowboys Ron Uncut.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, shout out to the crew, man. We appreciate Lord.
Shout out. Much love, man. Appreciate that.
Cowboys Ron Uncut.